that rocks.
Well, good morning. Nailed it.
Dancing over there?
Oh, of course. Look, Rick Astley's on. Of course I'm dancing, moron. What a stupid question.
Yeah.
It's 7:13. We got to get to it. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
That
septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Got a little bit of a delay there this morning.
That
metal plate in your head apparently is messing everything up, so you big dumb moron. And we'll make it work. Anyway, dude, this is crazy. Military experts in America and England say we're just 15 years away from having an army made up of robot soldiers. To be clear, these experts aren't talking about humanoid robots like the Terminator, at least for now. Instead, they'll be machines that can make their way over any terrain and beam back information to soldiers to help the military with positioning and decision-making. But still, scary stuff because we're slowly getting one day closer to Terminators, for God's sakes, man.
Boston Dynamics, right? They're talking about the dog.
Well, yeah, that probably in that same sense. I'm sure there's going to be some with wheels, you know, and everything like that.
Like Gizmo Duck?
Yeah. Gizmo Duck, dude. There you got a bunch of those. From That'd be terrifying. Oh, okay, here's my thing. Like, I think this is really cool because I'd rather have robot soldiers out there fighting, but how about we just not have wars? There's a thought. Now, I get it. In a perfect world, everyone would be nice to each other, but unfortunately, there's always going to be evil in this world, and we need to combat the evil. However, though, the amount of money, if you want to know where all of your taxpayer dollars go, a lot of it's to the military, most of it's to the military. We spend so much on that, and then it's also to the pockets of politicians, just so you know, not to depress you. But here's the thing. Why can't we just all come together on a goal of not having militaries? Can we just do that?
Nope, sorry, Brock. We got to slay each other to the bitter death.
I mean,
it's great. I know. There's a lot of people, you know. I don't know. Do you think it could ever happen?
I hope so. I hope there's a point that we'll be at. But, I mean, even when you watch shows like, okay, let's think about now 200 years in the future, if we haven't ruined this planet by then, you know, which I'm sure we're going to. It's on its way out. You know, and we're in space now, and we're meeting people from other planets and galaxies. Are we going to be fighting them? Probably, you know, because God forbid we all just say, hey, you know what? You do you, and I like you for you being you, and you like me for being me, and we're all just going to get along, you know? Why can't we just do that?
Just get along.
Everybody love everybody. It's effing simple, man. God.
Yeah, instead of wars, I always thought instead of wars, like, have the presidents duke it out in a boxing match.
Honestly,
like,
but that's, you know, without getting into this too much and getting all, you know, all the people that want to fight are the higher-ups. So why don't we make them fight, all right?
Look, fight it out.
I have nothing against the people of North Korea, all right? They have done nothing to me personally. But Kim Jong-un and our president just seem to not want to get along. Well, yeah, fight. You guys fight, all right? You guys have the problem with each other. Why don't you go duke it out, and then we'll be fine. But no, they send us to go over there and fight their battles while they're sitting over here on their cushy chairs in their air conditioning. It's ridiculous.
It's like a battle of technology or something, man. You just find a big location somewhere in the world, right? Yeah. Where everybody goes. It's like the Olympics. But instead of slaying each other in wars, whoever wins this kind of has that, you know, all right, this guy's the winner now, you know.
Do it every year. Yeah.
We don't have to slay people. It's entertainment, you know.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about, you know, murdering each other. It's ridiculous. And I guess it's better if it's robots. Okay, robot wars, that's fine. You know,
But, I mean, you just don't feel. I don't think you feel good after murdering people. No.
Unless you're one of those weird psychos. You know.
Yeah. Which I guess they're out there. So damn it. Man.
Huh. All right. Well, robots are coming. I guess we'll see what happens. For now, we're just gonna deal with it. I guess. Lastly, in Japan, Burger King is rolling out a new limited time burger that features 4 beef patties and no buns. That's right. The extreme,
no buns?
Yeah, yep, no buns. So it's just all beef. The extreme chow clocks in at over 1,200 calories and includes 1 full pound of beef. And anyone who orders the extreme chow gets a sticker that reads, I did it, extreme chow 1 pound beef burger, which means you get to fill your belly and have something to brag about. So this doesn't seem that new, does it? No, I mean, didn't KFC do that, the impossible sandwich, where it was like 2 fried chicken patties with like ham in the
something
middle.
Like that. Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah. Something, you know, it's just, it was a heart attack in a box.
Yeah.
Which basically this is too. Why do I imagine it like coming out of like a cat food tin or something? You know, like it's just that round slab of meat that you're going to eat. Is that what it is? That's all it is?
You do that thing like you do with Spam where you open it up and then it's like, as you shake the can out and then it just lands in one big pile of processed meat. All right.
Yeah.
Still sounds delicious, though. I'm not going to lie. I am a glutton for processed meat, shoveling it down, just artery clogging meat that I know is not good for me, but damn, is it tasty.
There's no cheese on it. There's no.
Well, I'm sure there's cheese on it and everything. I mean,
cheese,
or you can get
pickles, all the.
Yeah,
just
all
no
that.
Buns.
Yeah, just no buns. Just no buns. So, yeah, just take like a, you know, a Big Mac and add a couple more pieces of meat and you're good to go. I don't know. Eat it with a fork. Do you eat it with a spork?
Yeah, I was going to say, how do you eat it? Anyway, we'll try it. I guess if it's coming out, we'll try it.
If it comes here, we'll give it a shot. So, like I said, anything that gets me closer to that heart attack, I'm just waiting for.
I'm on board.
All right, there you go. That's your morning dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.